I want you to see what God says about Moses here in Numbers 12 and verse 7, first of all. My servant Moses is faithful in all my house. Numbers 12, 7. With him I speak mouth to mouth, openly. And he beholds the form of the Lord. And he says he's not like the other prophets. If there's a prophet, verse 6, I'll make known myself to him in a vision or speak to him in a dream. I won't speak to him face to face in a vision or a dream. But with Moses, I speak face to face. So Moses stood out even in that time in Israel as completely different from all the other prophets because he was faithful, verse 7, in God's house. You know, it's amazing the privileges God gives to those who seek to be faithful in the little things. If we can hear God say something like that about us, all of us are called to serve in God's house, the church. I don't know when you read something like that, whether you have a passion. Say, Lord, make me like Moses, not like these other prophets who speak about their dreams and visions today. Christendom is full of people who speak about dreams and visions and whatnot, as if that is the greatest thing. You know, the far greater thing is to speak to God face to face. In my younger days, in the early days of CFC, I used to also have dreams, occasional vision, but I don't have that much nowadays. Nowadays, I speak to God face to face. And I see from this passage that this is far superior. Don't be deceived by all these people who say that they had a dream or a vision and then somebody else is tempted to imagine a dream or a vision, to force themselves to have a dream or a vision. It's amazing how Christians are so blind to the ways of God. It's so clear. Moses is a way above these other prophets. I want to show you a verse in Zechariah chapter 3. In Zechariah chapter 3, the Lord told Joshua the high priest, verse 6 and 7, thus says the angel of the Lord to Joshua, thus says the Lord of hosts, Zechariah 3 verse 7, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will perform my service faithfully, you will rule over my house, and you will have charge of my courts. And listen to this. I will grant you free access into my presence with these angels who are here. You will be able to come in and out of my presence. Wow. What a privilege. The Lord says you won't be all like all those other people whom I just sent a message to. You'll be able to come right up to my throne like these angels, walk in and out of my presence whenever you want to. This is what means to speak to the Lord mouth to mouth, face to face. And how did Moses get there? It was not something without testing. In fact, it says in Deuteronomy 34 verse 10, it says, that there was never a prophet since that time whom the Lord knew face to face like Moses. No prophet has arisen in Israel like Moses. In a time, an old covenant time, he spoke face to face with God, a new covenant privilege, which millions of believers today don't have. Do you have it? Do you speak to the Lord face to face? Or do you just read the scriptures? Yeah, it's good to read the scriptures and God speaks to us through his word. But if Moses could speak to God face to face, why can't we? The scriptures are given to challenge us. So like the Lord, I told you in the very first message how Jesus quoted the Old Testament examples and said, Queen of Sheba came to travel so much to listen to Solomon. He here Jesus has come right up to you. She will rise up in judgment. Someone greater than Solomon is here, he said about himself. So these examples in the Old Testament are meant to challenge us, saying we are coming short. Many of us are coming short of the privilege we have as sons and daughters of God to be able to live and speak with him face to face. So I want to share with you a few things concerning Moses. First of all, you know, he was taken to Pharaoh's house when he was very young, probably 7 or 8 years old. I don't know at what age he was taken there. But I think when he was able to take care of himself, till then his mother took care of him. And his mother taught him so well about the ways of God in those first 7 or 8 years that it says here, when Moses became 40 years old, Hebrews chapter 11, this is where we begin. When Moses came, when he was grown up, verse 24, Hebrews 11:24, by faith, Moses, when he was grown up, he acted in faith. This is the example of these men in Old Covenant times. Though he was under the law, he lived by faith. By faith, even when he was in Pharaoh's palace, he made 3 decisions in faith. An example for all of us to follow. Number 1, I will not seek the honor of this world. To be in Pharaoh's palace and in line for the throne, to be the next Pharaoh 1 year, sometime later, That wasn't any greater honor on earth at that time. It's not even like being the president of a country. It's like being ruler of the most powerful country in the world, which was Egypt in those days. And he gave it up. How many people would give it up? How many Christians would give up an opportunity to get honor in the world? Say, no, I don't want it. God's called me for something else. In the history of the Christian church, there have been some godly men like that who gave up what they could have got in the world in order to fulfill God's purpose for their life. But every child of God should be like that. Lord, I don't want the honor of this world. To be Pharaoh's grandson is one of the greatest honors. He said no. The second thing he rejected, verse 25, was the pleasure of sin. The honor of this world and the pleasure of sin. And if there was one place on earth at that time, 1500 years before Christ, where you could indulge in every single pleasure of sin, it was Pharaoh's palace. They had no morals and plenty of opportunity to commit whatever sin you want. Indulge yourself. He said no. All the others around him were indulging in those pleasures. He said, no, I will not do it. I will not do it. And God was watching that. By faith, he said no to the pleasures of sin. And the third thing we read in verse 26, he rejected the treasures of Egypt. That's another thing that attracts so many believers. Treasures, an opportunity to get treasure. And here, he didn't have to earn it. He didn't have to fight for it. He was born into it. There it was at his feet. He had to just pick it up. The treasures of Egypt. He said no. So notice the 3 things that Moses rejected. The honor of the world, the pleasures of the world, and the wealth of the world. That's it. The pride of life, that's the honor of the world. The lust of the flesh, that's the pleasures of the world. And the lust of the eyes, the desire to buy everything you see, that's what that lust of the eyes means. The riches of this world. So what Moses rejected were the 3 things which 1 John 2:16 says is the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Moses was tempted like us. And he said no. And what did he choose instead? That's interesting to see. He chose, verse 25, to suffer ill treatment with the people of God. The people of God were slaves. He joined up with them. And he chose, verse 26, the reproach of the future Messiah coming up, the Christ. Because the people of Israel were known as those who were being prepared for the coming of the Messiah. Because that was prophesied even in Genesis. And he said, I'm living for that. I'm living for the Messiah, the Christ that's going to come out of these people. So what he chose was something invisible. The Christ was to come in future. What he chose was reproach, which was right then. And this is our example. We choose the reproach of Christ. We are told in Hebrews 13 that we should be willing to go outside the camp bearing his reproach. In Hebrews 13 and verse 13. And we look forward to the reward in the future, the reward that is to come, the reproach of Christ until then, and willing to suffer ill treatment because we stand with God's people, to be rejected, despised. I want to ask you, you know, we are living in a day when so many preachers are famous and well-known, and they're considered the most popular person in their country and very famous, and so many of those people mingle with presidents and rulers and all that. Do you desire all that? Jesus was rejected by every ruler of his day. So was Paul. Not like today's preachers who are hanging around with the big shots of the world, who are all ungodly, by the way. So we are not here to judge them. The question is, do you want to be like that? Moses had the opportunity right given to him and he rejected it. He says, no, I'll stand with God's people.